For many years, the Sioux-Finnish Nordic Ski Club's annual ski swap has been an opportunity for cross-country skiers to sell used ski equipment and perhaps upgrade to newer or different gear. It's also a chance for those new to the sport to buy a good pair of used skis and other equipment. Sale of cross-country skis, boots, poles, snowshoes and outdoor clothing, all of which must be in good condition, is by consignment. 20% of the money raised from each sale made at the annual swap goes to the ski club's youth programming, encouraging young people to enjoy the healthy pastime of cross-country skiing. This year, the club will be holding its annual ski swap at the Water Tower Inn. That will be a new location for the event. "It's a newer, brighter space for us," said Mike Cornell, Sioux-Finnish Nordic Ski Club member and volunteer, speaking to Sioux Today. In recent years, the club held its swap at a local church hall. "Parking was a little tight," Cornell said. "I would hope that we will have space for 30-40% more merchandise than what we had in prior years," Cornell said. Those wanting to sell their gear can drop it off at the Water Tower Inn from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, November 4. The swap will take place at the hotel from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 5. The club states it is accepting fiberglass and wood skis with three-pin bindings, but no three-pin boots or bamboo poles. This year's swap has been broadened to include not only cross-country skiing equipment and snowshoes for sale, but also outdoor clothing that hikers wear. The selection of items for sale will include some new items from local cross-country ski shops, with knowledgeable staff available on the sales floor. Hiawatha Trail passes will also be available for purchase at the swap. Local cross-country skiers interested in selling their good quality second-hand gear at the Sioux-Finnish Nordic Ski Club Ski Swap can find consignment forms and other information on the club's website. Cross-country skiing was one of the very few activities left almost completely untouched by COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. In fact, COVID restrictions on indoor activities was a blessing for the ski club, Cornell said. "With COVID over the last 2 years, we've had a huge influx of new skiers with young families who have re-energized everything. We had established skiers, but we've also got this youthful injection of young professionals, young couples, so that's bringing a lot of people to this sport," Cornell said. "There have been a lot more young families and young couples, people who tried the sport just briefly and casually during their high school years and now are coming back 10, 15 and 20 years later and saying, hey, this is great, and it's a relatively low-cost sport. It's fresh air, it breaks the stress and it's within the city limits. You can get to it quickly," Cornell said,